News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL. Travis Campbell is the Uinta County Economic Development Director and Public Relations Director, and there's a lot of fantastic things that are happening with Uinta County. We've invited Travis Campbell to come on the air with us to discuss some of the projects that the county is working on, some of the projects that are coming into fruition now, currently, and in the immediate future. I'm Steve Evans with News Talk 104.5 FM KVEL. Travis, welcome to the KVEL studios.
Thanks for having me.
You know, Travis, we've had Senator John Curtis and Senator Mike Lee on the air with us in this past week, and they were talking about the Uinta Railway, and they were both very positive about the railway coming to fruition, that they mm-hmm. were anticipating a positive outcome with the Supreme Court's decision. Yeah. The question that I have for Uinta County is, what are we doing to plan for the municipal infrastructure? Do we have the infrastructure in place? Do we have the plans in place to accommodate the anticipated growth with this project?
Yeah, the county has always been a big supporter of the project. And as a member of the 7-County Infrastructure Coalition, which was the public entity that was putting all the environmental studies together to get this rail here. We've always been a big supporter, always anticipated what this rail could do, what it could mean for Uinta County and the growth that's going to come with that. And so that's what we are working on a couple efforts right now to plan for that growth throughout the county. And so we've got our general plan for the county. And right now we're doing an amendment to it to include a water section to really focus on what our water needs are, what they are now, what they could be in the future. And then more on the economic development side, a strategic planning section to really look at where that growth could be, what that growth could look like, and making sure that as we grow, whether that's with commercial, industrial, residential, those developments are happening in the right places in the county. And so that's in the early stages. We're really close to having the draft done with that, where we can put that out and get some public feedback and get that input to make sure that we're on the right track for what that growth should look like. And then working with the folks with the rail, with 7-County, to make sure that all of our boxes are being checked and that we are prepared, that we are ready with water, with infrastructure, with electrification, all of those things that we've got to be focusing on, because with that rail there will come some growth, and we've got to anticipate that now. So yeah, we are working on those things right now, and hopefully have some of those final plans in place sooner rather than later, and before the rail's actually here.
Okay, that's good to know. You mentioned water. It reminds me of the water hookup problem that we had with Ashley Valley Water and Sewer. There was a shortage. My understanding that Vernal City entered into an agreement with Ashley Valley Water and Sewer as a short-term fix to make available some water hookups that were available through Vernal City. Okay. Can you give us maybe an update on that? Where are we at with the long-term fix? What needs to be done long-term to address that issue?
That was it was great news from Vernal City and Ashley Valley that they've had that agreement to have that short-term fix to get some hookups happening. And then long-term, we've got a lot of conversations still happening, both locally and then more nationally, with the Colorado River Compact. That's an ongoing process that kind of identifies where the water from the Colorado River is going to end up. And so that's a big conversation that the county's part of, that we're going to always be involved in with the rest of the state and the neighboring states. And then we're also working with 7-County Infrastructure Coalition again and the Conservancy District to get a pump project on the Colorado to make sure that we can get water here. But water is an issue across the state, really probably across the West. And so we're trying to focus on that. And again, getting a section dedicated to our water resources in the general plan, and just making sure that we are aware of where we're at now, where we need to be in the future, and making sure that we have water available to our residents, and we're preparing for that growth as we see it come. Okay. So yeah, we'll keep working. That's a very collaborative group effort that we've got to have with our municipalities, with our water districts, with the state, and with our neighboring states, to make sure that we...
And with the 7-County Infrastructure Coalition.
Exactly.
And I'm sure this discussion has been ongoing with the 7-County Infrastructure Coalition, or I would assume so.
Yeah.
And has it been positive?
Yeah, I think it's I think we're all on the same page that this is a need we have, and we've got to solve this problem. It's a problem that's not going to solve itself, and we've all got to work together to solve the problem.
We were talking before we got on the air here a little bit about cemeteries. I didn't realize, Travis Campbell, that we had 11 countywide cemeteries. I mean, I can count like five, but I didn't know we had 11.
And it's one of those things that it's kind of out of sight, out of mind when you need the cemetery for,
right.
I mean, you're glad we have it, but for your day to day, most people aren't. I mean, you might drive by it and not realize what it takes to maintain and operate a cemetery. But yeah, the county, that's a big responsibility that the county is involved in, and just the maintenance and the upkeep on those cemeteries. And so yeah, we've got a big project now that we're working on some funding for the cemeteries to maintain those. There's a lot of heavy equipment. There's a lot of machinery that goes into just the daily operations of just one cemetery, let alone
right.
the several we have.
The lawn care alone would be a lot, plus you have backhoes and you're moving dirt and you're a lot of heavy equipment.
And one thing we realized that the equipment right now was being stored outdoors. It was in a fenced-in area, but it's in Ouch. The elements. It's being weathered, and that
depreciates it quickly.
Yeah, it's going to add to the maintenance and the upkeep of the equipment. And this is big, heavy equipment. And so what we're working on is a storage facility at Vernal Memorial Park that would really service all of the cemeteries. But we've got this storage facility that's about 150 feet wide, 60 feet long, 18 feet tall. It's a big building that can store a lot of that equipment. But that comes with a big price tag. So we were able to get some funding from the CIB, which is the Permanent Community Impact Board. This is a statewide funding resource for these kind of capital projects, these infrastructure mm-hmm. projects. And so that'll cover half the costs, and then county funds through the cemetery fund and some revitalization funding. And then Vernal City will kick in some funding too to really see that project through. And again, that's not something you're going to see every day, but it's something that's needed. It's those operating costs that we've got to have just to provide those services. And so,
right. Thank goodness for CIB funding and for our oil and gas industry that's able to fund that.
Another reason why we're so supportive of the oil and gas industry, because that CIB funding comes through those lease fees on federal land, and UNA County is one of the, I think, typically the largest provider of that kind of funding, because we've right. got so much federal land here, and because you can't tax federal lands, so you don't get those property taxes, you can't develop them in the way you could other properties, you get that funding coming back from the federal government to help these kind of projects and these needs on those communities impacted.
Which is beneficial because it lessens the burden on the taxpayers.
Exactly,
And we need these facilities, and we don't have to look at tax increases to do so.
But another reason we thank the oil and gas industry for all that you do, and that's just another thing that we...
Yeah, we love them.
We get the benefit from, so
love them.
Thanks to
them. The roads we drive on. Speaking of roads, if you're just joining us, I want to mention that we're visiting with Travis Campbell. Travis Campbell is the Economic Development Director with Uinta County. He is also the Public Relations Officer for Uinta County, and we've invited him to come on the air today with us to discuss some projects that are happening with the county and give us a county update. Mentioning roads, the county and BLM, I understand, are working on a recreation access out of the McCoy Flats. Tell us a little bit about the McCoy Flats and what that is, and I know big mountain biking area out there, but it's multiple use, right?
Yeah, it's a BLM property. There's the county road that runs through it that allows the public to access really that whole property. But a lot of mountain biking, some off-road trails. BLM's working on a new campground out there, so really an outdoor rec area. But the road needs some work, and it's. If you've been out there, you know it's not.
It was native asphalt from probably 50 years ago.
Yeah, so the county's working with the BLM on that. That's a big project, and so we're working on the design and the engineering stage of redoing that road. We've got our process we've got to go through to contract with a company to do that work, and so we're going through that right now. But that'll be a good project that I think folks will see the benefit of once that road's done. They'll realize how needed it was, and yeah, it's going to serve a lot of folks that on a mountain bike, go hiking.
It's nice to know that a lot of people don't know that facility is out there. And where is it at? It's just west of Vernal, just as you get past the twists.
Yeah,
there's a turnoff to go up to McCoy Flats.
You'll see the sign, and what's kind of cool about McCoy Flats
is, drive out there and go look at it.
Yeah, it's a cool area, especially this time of year when you get the little flowers blooming. But that was back in 2019, I think it was. There was a federal bill that designated that a federally designated mountain bike trail system, which is just kind of cool. It's unique. It's something that you don't really see really across the country. So yeah, McCoy Flats is it's a good resource we've got here, and yeah, we're just trying to
We have a great mountain biking culture here in the Uinta Basin.
Yeah.
And that they utilize that. And of course, Buckskin Hills, which we'll get to in just a
minute. Yeah.
Wanted to ask you about how many miles of roads does Uinta County maintain every year?
So the County Roads Department maintains about 1,400 miles of road. About a little less than 600 miles is paved, 700
Who's
gravel.
The manager of the roads?
His name's Scott Hardman. He's going to be mad that I said his name.
Why?
I know Scott.
He's a great guy.
He's the guy that he does the job. He does it well, but he doesn't want the recognition for it.
He just likes to be behind the scenes and get the job done.
Yeah, he just wants to do his job and get it done. And his staff does a great job. Great folks to work with. And I'll say with them, and we're talking roads department. We live in Utah. We're coming out of winter, and we didn't have a rough winter, but they are great. So if you have an issue, if you have a pothole, don't call your neighbor. Call them, complain to them, let them know where the pothole is, let them know where the work is that needs to be done.
1,400 miles, that's a lot of potholes.
It's a lot of road
to
maintain.
It's a lot of maintenance.
And they've got a great staff, but they can't cover every inch all the time. So yeah, 435-789-1070, go to uinta.gov, get a hold of them and let them know if there's an issue on a county road, let them know. And if it's not a county road, they'll let you know. And if it's, you know, if it's a state issue or something like that, they'll guide you in the right direction. But they're a great department. And they do really good work. So,
hey, if Scott Hardman gets mad at you for mentioning his name, blame it on me.
Okay.
I brought it up. Highway 191, bypass, here on north of Vernal, Highway 191, as you're going up to Flaming Gorge Reservoir. We're going to be doing away with the twists, and which has been dangerous. I mean, there's been fatality accidents there numerous times.
Yeah.
I don't have the statistics, but it's a very, very dangerous stretch of road. And the bypass is going to kind of go around. Can you explain where the bypass will?
Yeah, it'll just go to the east. It'll bypass all of those switchbacks, which, like you said, it'll save lives. It'll probably save a lot of car sickness. It'll save time. It'll be a great change to that stretch of road. But that's a UDOT project, something the county's been advocating for years.
Mm-hmm.
Something we're really supportive of with getting UDOT here to do that, and really thankful to Simplot up there for moving so much earth. That's been an effort they've been making with UDOT for the past couple of years now as they're doing their work, they're moving some of that earth to accommodate that bypass. And so we've been told it still could be completed this year. So I mean, it's a big project, but that's, I think 2025 was always the goal, and so they're working hard up there, and that's kind of the date we're still being told that they should have that open later this year. So we'll see if they can make that happen.
We'll watch that. That's a lot of work to be done by the end of this year.
But it is a lot.
We'll see.
And if not, I mean, it will get done, and we'll all appreciate it as soon as it's done.
At least we have the funding, and we know it's
moving
scheduled
forward.
To be done.
They're doing the work.
Really quickly, let me move on a couple of other road projects. Independence Road. Can you tell us where that is quickly?
That's kind of south of town. That's kind of by a lot of oil and gas industry out there. So that's going to service a lot of that work. Being done out there. That's more through the transportation district through SSD1. But yeah, that road takes a lot of abuse, and it's one of those.
So that's getting a resurface, or?
So yeah, we're working on the stages for bidding that one out now to get that fixed up. I mean, we've got projects on like 500 North from 1500 East to 2800 East. That's starting next year. That's going to be a whole rework of that stretch of road. Widening, doing some shoulder work, making sure it's safe.
Okay.
More south, you got Redwash Road near Glen Bench on 40, connecting. There's been some work out there already done, but just connecting that and bringing that up to the highway.
But more is being done now.
Yeah, but more is being done now. We've got some work on 7500 East in Fort Duchesne. That's another joint project with UDOT. Just regular maintenance that needs to be done. Coming up in the next couple of years, we've got some work probably in 2027 on the Ashley Creek Bridge over on 2500 West. Just work needing, again, just stuff that needs to happen there.
And that's over in the Mazur area, if you're trying to analyze where that's at.
And then 500 North and 1500 West intersection, kind of up in that same general area. That's another UDOT project, and just something the county's been advocating to the state for years to get some work done up there, and just make sure we have good roads that the work's being done and that they're well maintained. So lots of things happening with the roads department and transportation district with UDOT. So
really quickly, I wanted to mention Buckskin Hills. You mentioned that the oval track, we're gearing up to after the season, and something about NASCAR magazine is featuring our oval track here on Buckskin Hills.
It's pretty cool.
Tell us about that.
I just heard about this a few days ago, but yeah, it's really cool. We got a lot. Buckskin Hills is a great facility. That it's operated by the County Roads Department and the Tourism and Events Office. And you've got the oval track, you've got the mountain bike track, the motocross track, the drag strip. So much going on out there. But the oval track it's going to be featured in the upcoming magazine of for NASCAR, which is really cool. They're highlighting the oval track we've got here.
We're making the map again,
which is great. So get a hold of that and have a copy just for the coffee table and just. No, we're getting some national recognition because of what's going on out there and what the county's doing, which is
drag
cool.
strip. I understand this is the only drag strip in the state of Utah, or
yeah, I mean we've had some, but it's. I mean, I think they've put the schedule out this year, and because of that, it gets a lot of use. Like every weekend, so
there's a
drag
lot
races.
Of national attention with the only drag strip in the state of Utah. Right?
Yeah, so buckskinhills.com, you can check out the schedule for all of those things that's happening out there and yeah, go check it out for the weekend. It's one of those resources that brings so many people in. I mean, it's good for us locally, but it brings a lot of visitation in and it really puts Fernal on the map.
Let's close with Free Dump Week. This is Free Dump Week coming up this coming week. Is
yep.
that right?
Yeah.
And so Free Dump Week, I didn't realize you the county manages 1 million pounds of trash?
Yeah, last year was about
rubbish.
a million
what do you
pounds
want to
of
call
garbage.
It? Trash, rubbish, yeah. garbage.
Just junk
every year.
Need. Yeah.
That's a lot of trash.
Last year it was down a little bit. I think 2 years ago the average was about 9 pounds per person per day. Last year was only about 7 pounds per person per day. So yeah, lots of garbage going through those facilities. And there's actually two that the county maintains. There's the Vernal landfill and then the La Pointe landfill.
Uh-huh.
And so both of those taken. It's one of those services that really affect everybody, whether you're, a resident or just somebody passing through and grabbing a bite to eat. Your garbage is going to end up at the landfill. So
it's only $5 for a covered load to bring up there. That's got to be the cheapest in the state, isn't
so
it?
So it's, yeah.
Duchesne
it's
County by far might be comparable, but
I don't think you're going to get any lower than that. And so Free Dump Week, it's a great opportunity, but you're really not saving a ton of money because you're only saving $5.
Saving $5.
But yeah, Free
five
Dump
bucks
Week
is $5.
Five
right?
bucks is $5.
Or if you don't have it covered, it's $20. So make sure you get it covered.
There's
right?
a new mandate from the state that passed during this last legislative session that they'll if you show up to a landfill across the state and you don't have a covered load, they've got this formula where they double the base fee, and then they add $10.
I don't have a problem with that, because if you're doing that, you've got to pay for road cleanup, and it's just a mess to be driving. And it's a safety hazard to be driving behind someone that has rubbish coming off the back of their truck.
So, I mean, the easy thing is just cover your load. Get a tarp.
Right.
If you have a bed cover, whatever it is, cover your load, make sure it's secure, and then you're only paying $5. If it's not covered, they'll charge you that fee and send that off to the state. But Free Dump Week this Saturday, the 26th through next Saturday, May 3rd, you can do your spring cleaning and get your garbage dumped for free.
Hey, Travis Campbell, we really appreciate you taking time to come in and visit with us and update us. I know you have a whole long list of other things to talk about, which we just don't have time, unfortunately. Travis Campbell is the Uinta County Economic Development Director and the county's public relations director. So thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. I'm Steve Evans, and this is News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KBEL. Thanks for joining us.